This is JIS News. Coming up, Union Gardens to receive early childhood facility, $56 million allocated to small ruminants project, and government to pay cocoa farmers by the end of the 2014-2015 fiscal year. The news in detail after this message.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JSIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JSIF, investing for community development.
Now the news. The Southwest St. Andrew community of Union Gardens is set to receive a $120 million state-of-the-art early childhood institution. Construction of the facility is scheduled to begin this month and is expected to be completed in time for the start of the new academic year in September. The facility will feature three large classrooms with ensuite bathrooms, a library, auditorium, covered walkway-linked buildings with play spaces, adjoining semi-enclosed teaching areas, and administrative offices. Students will benefit from free transportation to and from school, extracurricular activities sponsored by various private sector entities, free hot lunches, and free enrollment. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has hailed the initiative, noting that investment in education is one of the best ways to transform a community.
It is foundations and projects like these which demonstrate how public-private partnerships can truly transform communities and ultimately our nation. What better way is there to truly impact a community than through the construction of an infant school?
The project is the brainchild of the Union Gardens Foundation, which comprises a group of local business executives led by Chairman of CARIMED, Glenn Christian, with support from the government. The government has pledged to pay money owed to cocoa farmers by the end of this financial year. The farmers are to be paid for cocoa supplied to the Cocoa Industry Board. Minister of Agriculture Derek Keller says the government is also taking steps to divest the assets of the Cocoa Industry Board. This as the government is not in a position to continue to sustain losses at the state-owned entity.
The government far down the wicket of divesting itself of all the cocoa assets that we have. And we are going only into regulation. We give the private sector a chance to step up to the plate and get involved.
The Agriculture Minister was addressing the recent meeting of the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament. The livestock industry is slated to benefit from an allocation of some $56 million for the upgrading of two abattoirs to facilitate training in animal husbandry and to increase the availability of breeding stock. The allocation under the Diversification of the Caribbean Livestock through the Production of Small Ruminants project has been provided for in the 2015-16 budget. The abattoirs located at Bodles in St. Catherine will be developed for the demonstration of meat fabrication and master butchery. Part of the allocation will go towards refurbishing the storage shed and equipping the reproductive facility at Hounslow in St. Elizabeth, including procuring fertility tools and equipment and establishment and maintenance of an improved management system for feeding and animal husbandry. The project, being funded by the Caribbean Development Bank and the Government of Jamaica, got underway in 2010 and is slated for completion December 2015. And the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is to receive over $58 million this fiscal year to boost the operational and financial sustainability of Jamaica's system of protected areas. The operation is being jointly funded by the Government of Jamaica and the United Nations Development Fund and is being spearheaded by the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change. The objectives of the project include strengthening financial planning and revenue generation, increasing the effectiveness of protected area management, and rationalizing and integrating the National Protected Area System. The allocation for the new fiscal year will go towards finalizing and disseminating business plans for five protected areas and providing recommendations for sustainable financing. It will also aid in completing the management plan and management effectiveness tracking tool scorecard for the Discovery Bay Fishery Conservation Area and compiling marine spatial planning for the Pedro Keys. The project has so far seen the installation of mooring buoys in the Negril Marine Park and development of educational material for use in building a marine protected area. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.